Hello, Saints. So today I want to talk about a topic called Satan's eisegesis. And the definition of eisegesis, if you've never heard it before, it means the interpretation of a text, like the Bible, by reading into it one's own ideas. So you're isolating parts of the Bible and making it fit your own ideas, your own interpretations. But we know, 2 Peter 1 verse 20, knowing this verse, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. So that just doesn't work. Eisegesis doesn't work. So the proper thing to use would be exegesis, which means explanation of a text, especially from the Bible, after its careful study. And we know 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That word rightly dividing means cutting straight. So we cut straight the word. We make sure everything lines up. We make sure all of the puzzle pieces fit into the whole puzzle. And that's exegeting the truth out of God's word. You can remember it like eisegesis, isolating parts of the scripture to fit one's own ideas. And then exegesis, exegeting the truth out of God's word. What does the word teach us about the truth? And what we see in the encounter between the Lord and Satan is the use of eisegesis by the devil and the use of exegesis by the Lord. What the devil tries to do is take scripture, isolate it, and proclaim it as the only truth without looking at the whole of scripture. We see this in Matthew 4:6-7. And saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. What the Lord does, since scripture is of no private interpretation, is he uses the entirety of scripture, exegeting the truth from the entire word of God, countering Satan's eisegesis. And just before that encounter, Matthew 4:4, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And what do we see in the modern churches? A lot of eisegesis, just as the father of lies used and still uses, to tear apart and wrest the word of God to their own destruction. 2 Peter 3:16. Talking about Paul's letters here. As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable wrest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. And that word wrest, it's a King James word, but that's a Greek translated from Greek, strebluo, and that means to wrench, that is specifically to torture by the rack. And if you know about rack torture, basically they'd put someone on the rack and they'd stretch them apart and basically tear them apart. So you can imagine John 1, the Word of God, Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh, how incredibly grievous of a sin it is to tear apart the Word of God and use it for your own uses, eisegesis, just as Satan tried to use, just as we see in the modern churches. So make sure, seekers and saints and whoever else is listening, you're following the Lord and his example of exegesis, not forming doctrine or one out of one or two verses, but upon the entire Word of God in context. Be led by the Spirit of truth, wield the Hebrews 4:12 sword, and contend for the faith once delivered. Revelation 2:16. Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. Excuse me. And we see that all the time. We actually just stood outside of a church building today who teach the unconditional love of God. We can't find that anywhere in the scripture. You're going to really have to tear apart the scripture to make that one work. And we go there, we fight against them with the sword of the word of God, and we show them their lies, their heresy. It's actually very loving to do that. We love them enough to show them their error so they can repent and come out of their error. But that is a perfect example of eisegesis. You're fitting your own ideas, your own flesh, and this is exactly what the doctrines of devils and scratching itchy ears is all about. Fitting your own ideas, your own flesh, your own way you want to live, instead of conforming yourself to the image of Jesus Christ, the truth that is unchanged and unchanging. So I encourage you, don't fall for the eisegesis trap. Make sure you're taking the whole Word of God, just like Jesus did, in context, applying it rightly, and you'll be walking in the light as He is in the light then, and the blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse you of your sin. So I hope you have a good rest of your day or night wherever you are, and God be praised.